Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Tonight, Jersey Boys opens at the Wharton Center in East Lansing, the Tony Award-winning musical about the meteoric rise to fame of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons is not an all-ages show. Current state's Jamie Paisley spoke with one of the cast members about this national tour, who agrees with that.
Yeah, that is right. I mean, if you were to head right now to the website that the Wharton Center has for Jersey Boys, well, they have a disclaimer that, and this is exactly how it's printed, Jersey Boys is not recommended for all ages. Mm. The show contains smoke, gunshots, strobe lights, drug references, sexual situations, and authentic, quote, profane Jersey language, end quote, and is recommended for ages 12 plus. Mm. So when I spoke with the actor Keith Hines, who portrays Nick Massey, the original bass singer, bass player, and musical arranger for the Four Seasons, that edginess, well, that was part of the appeal for him.
It's one of the reasons why I think it's such a special musical is because it is so raw. It's not your squeaky clean kind of Disney princess kind of story. They really laid it all out there. There are gambling debts. There are broken marriages. There are mob ties. So there are all of these elements that a lot of times people don't lead with. People don't like to share. But they really did a good job of laying it out on the table, which makes it so exciting to watch. You know, a lot of times I refer to it as an episode of The Sopranos with music.
And those four other guys from Jersey were pretty much the definition of people pulling themselves up by the bootstraps. They both wrote and arranged their own songs without any help. And it's that type of inspiring tale that is behind the success of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
That's exactly right. Inspiring is the word. You know, you've got these guys that came from nothing. They come from a part of the country where people don't have very many options when it comes to getting out of there. You know, there's a line in the show, you want up and out of Jersey, you mop yourself up or you join the military or, you know, you become, you know, or you get famous. And they decided to take the last route. It's incredible. You're right. They didn't have any guidance, really. They were singing under street lamps, and they just happened to have a knack for it. And that's why it's kind of the all-American story. It's a bunch of guys who were the underdogs, and they end up ultimately becoming the greatest pop sensations of all time. It's incredible. He said, walk like a man.
Actor Keith Hines portrays Nick Massey, the bassist and bass singer for the Four Seasons in Jersey Boys, though there is a degree of difficulty when it comes to expressing who Nick Massey was.
He's a man of very few words, which can be difficult as an actor to bring to life, you know. But as far as portraying his hard exterior, there's something really fun about that. And believe it or not, there's something really charming about that. I think that he's one of the characters that the audience really has a fondness for, maybe again because they see that real raw humanity in him. They see kind of like a man who's lived a bit of a hard life, and they see an alcoholic and a womanizer, but someone who's deeply in love with his passion, and also kind of in the background of the group. So people are compassionate to him, and also that's kind of far enough away from me that it's fun to portray something that's so different, you know. So it's not exhausting. It's a lot of fun, and I think people actually really take a liking to him too. I hope so, if I do my job well. You know, he's the only one who's not living, and so there was the least amount of information to be gathered. So I kind of have the freedom to take the little information that there is available and then take myself as a person, and kind of make a mishmash, like an amalgamation of the two bits of information, and whatever is left over after that is kind of the character that gets presented. And that's fun, you know. I like playing a character. And that's not to say the other guys are their responsibility is to copy directly the guys that they're playing, because they also capture an essence of the guys and not an exact duplicate, but each character is definitely a challenge. But yeah, me above all the rest, I really have freedom to play. And that's a lot of fun. My way back to you, babe.
While he was portraying Nick Massey, one of the original founding members of the Four Seasons, in that musical, Jersey Boys, well, Keith Hines certainly kept himself busy on the road, since all four of those lead actors must showcase the so-called triple threat: acting, dancing, and of course, singing.
We were really lucky to have a music director on the road with us. He was also the conductor. His name was Ben Hartman. Just a phenomenal music mind. He did a phenomenal job of teaching us the notes, and we would go through and we would make recordings and we'd practice. And for a lot of the show, it's just the four of us, and we're on four separate lines, each of us responsible for our own part. And, you know, that takes an a cappella skill set to manage. Believe it or not, the notes were the least difficult of all of the elements. You know, you have the lines and the scene work. That takes more work than the notes. And then on top of that, you have the choreography. And I wouldn't necessarily consider myself a dancer. So coming in, the choreography was pretty intimidating. It's a lot of the same steps, but it'll go to the right one time and then first to the left at another section of the song. And it's a lot for the brain to handle, especially for someone who is not the dancer. Assimilation isn't a skill of mine. That was really, of all the elements, the most difficult. But now that we've done the show, I've been in for a year. I think I've done 350 or 400 performances. It's second nature, and it's become my favorite element of the show.
Keith Hines remains an Oklahoma boy through and through, and though now he stands at a solid 6'3", that usual American Midwestern pastime never really appealed to him.
You know, in Oklahoma, it's a big football state. And I was kind of a late bloomer. I didn't start my growing into a man process until I was about 15. So football really wasn't an option for me. I was out there just getting tossed around and beaten up, and it just wasn't very much fun. And then I realized I could sing. And so that's kind of what started the whole art process. And I'm so glad that it happened that way, because had I started to grow like the other guys did at the time, I probably would be an athlete still to this day. And that's not a career with any longevity that lasts beyond the age of 30. And I really believe I'll be acting and singing and dancing until I'm in a wheelchair, you know. I'm happy with the way it all worked out. The natural trajectory of someone in my industry to move to New York City after college. And I auditioned for it when I first got to New York and didn't make the cut. And about 5 or 6 years later, I came by it again, and it all worked out. So it's just one of those blessing kind of situations where they happen to have an opening, and I happen to be the right guy at the time.
Now, during that second and ultimately successful attempt at auditioning for Jersey Boys, which took many, many rounds of auditions, well, Keith Hines kept his cool, even when something rather unexpected happened.
I'll never forget it for as long as I live. And I had my brother with me that day. I had him at a movie theater, and I had an impromptu email come through from my agents, and they said, the creative team wants to see you in the audition room in just a few hours. Are you available? I looked at my brother, and he'd been looking forward to this Transformers for a long time. And I looked at him, I told him, I was like, I have to be at an audition. Is that okay with you? And he was, without hesitation, he was like, let's go. Let's get up and go. So we left, and I thought that was very selfless of him. And so I took him to the audition with me. He was sitting in the lobby. I was sitting in the lobby. I got him a little snack. And here comes the choreographer through the lobby. And my little brother didn't know who the choreographer was. The choreographer didn't know who my little brother was. And he came up and said, is this your son? And I said, no, it's my little brother. I have him for the day, and he's been watching me rehearse. And he looked at Carter, and he said, how is he? How's your brother? And Carter looked up at him and shrugged his shoulders and said, eh. He said, he could do better. And I instantly started sweating because, you know. But what ultimately happened is he thought it was hilarious, and it humanized me. He took me in the room, and we did great work, and it just ended up working out in my favor, but it was a very funny moment.
The national tour of the 2006 Best Musical Tony winner, Jersey Boys, featuring Keith Hines as the Four Seasons bassist and bass singer Nick Massey. Jersey Boys opens tonight at the Wharton Center in East Lansing and runs through Sunday. Tickets and more information, including that disclaimer about the, quote, profane Jersey language, can be found online at wharton center.com. Keith, thanks for speaking with us.
Great talking with you. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.
Well, there's profane, and then there's Jersey profane. Thank you, Jamie.